panting.
"Will you buy my hair?"
asked Ella.
"I buy hair," said Madame. "Take your hat off, and let's take a look at it."
Down came the brown hair.
$20,
said Madame, lifting the hair with her hand.
"Give it to me, quick,"
said Della. The next 2 hours sped by quickly. She hurried through the stores looking for Jim's present. She found it at last. It surely had been made for Jim and no one else. There was no other like it in any of the stores, and she had turned them all inside out. It was a platinum chain, simple and elegant in design. As soon as she saw it, she knew that it must be Jim's. It was like him. Quietness and value. The description applied to both Jim and the chain. She paid $21 for the chain, and she hurried home with 87 cents.
2.20 Part 2
Della looked at herself in the mirror. She pulled down her hair and let it fall to its full length. Now there were two possessions that Jim and Della were very proud of. One was Jim's gold watch that had been his father's and his grandfather's. The other was Della's hair. It reached below her knee and made itself almost like a garment for her. As she looked in the mirror, she had an idea. She did her hair up again nervously and quickly. She hesitated for a minute and stood still while a tear or two fell on the worn red carpet. But then she put on her old brown jacket. She put on her old brown hat. With a brilliant sparkle in her eyes, she danced out the door and down the stairs to the street. Where she stopped, the sign read, "Madame Sofronie, hair goods of all kinds." Della ran up one flight of stairs and then stopped.